This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the same way that you protect sources, when I call you and say, you've got 18 anonymous sources, and you go, well, I can't reveal my sources, Chairman Nunez, in conducting an investigation and a review, has an opportunity to have his sources.
Nunez, sources, and Spicer. That'd be Sean Spicer, the White House spokesperson, so to speak. He handles the press day in and day out. Talking there about surveillance and protecting sources. Yeah, pretty interesting what's happening in that tug of war. Absolutely. Hey, coming up this hour, among what we'll be talking about and doing, there is a lighter side, trust me. We'll take you to the movies and let you know if we think anything good is out there this weekend. I actually did a little research on a couple of these movies, and I'm going to recommend one highly. It's a good way to escape, my friends, if it's worth it. If it's worth it to pay the freight, right? Because, you know, you can always get these things streaming a little bit later down the line, and a lot of people, frankly, are doing that. It's been kind of an up-and-down year for the movie business. I've talked about this before. Animation is huge, but it's all, you know, I think it's about storytelling. If it's a really incredible story and you bring it to life and it's worth it on the big screen, you may get more people out there. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hi, Izzy.
I hope we have time for my entire stick tonight.
Go for it.
I am hot.
Oh, boy. Yikes.
I need people listening to call their senators, especially those Republican miscreants, on the new bill that came out on March 17th, HJ Resolution 69, which nullifies Animal Wildlife Protection Act, and I'm synopsing this for brevity. It will allow people to kill wolves, bears as well, but it's going back to allowing them to kill any which way they can. And part of that is going to include traps, which are absolutely, in my estimation, barbaric. But wolf denning is becoming more and more prevalent. If you don't know what wolf denning is, it's killing the mother and pups in the den. And it's done by gassing, by starting fires, and by just literally closing off the den. And they eventually this is fact. I've researched now after my friend told me, was telling me how bad it was getting, and I was like, oh, hell no. So what the Congress did, now it's been passed by the Senate. It's going to President Trump's desk to be signed, which means we put endangered species, which people are claiming are not endangered anymore, but yes, they are, in the contiguous states. Now, Alaska has more wolves, which they claim are taking away the caribou. No, they're not. It's called airplane hunting. What kind of coward shoots an animal from an airplane after it runs it to death? But I've watched several videos on this, Kate, chasing those wolves, and you know I'm a wolf fan. In fact, my ashes are going out into the wolf country in between Idaho and Montana. That's where I'm going to be laid to rest. So I beseech people, please call your senators. Email the White House. Ask President Trump, beg him not to sign this legislation because it's one of the most barbaric, cruel pieces of legislation I have seen in a long time, and I can't believe the Republicans in a majority voted for this, especially that little creep person from Alaska, Don Young.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm sorry. This is no better than don't complain about jihadists or ISIS beheading people. if you allow this to stand as it is, because this is just as barbaric as what the ISIS traitors are doing.
I know what you're talking about. It's very sad. You explained it well, that, you know, it's illegal under Alaska law now, whether they're using helicopters or whatever it is. And, I mean, how many wolves have they slaughtered this way? You're right.
Last year it was 1,100, if I'm not mistaken. But let me finish. Do you know the social hierarchy of a wolf pack, literally? Do people really understand the wolf? No, they do not. They have more morals than we humans do. Literally. I mean that sincerely. And I'm not just some dumb old lady, you know, coming out of her little hole to bitch. I have studied wolves. I've put a lot of money into it. And when I say they're better than humans, I mean it, because at least they take care of the sick, their elderly, their pups, and they travel in packs, single file, so there's always a watch wolf. The alpha male, I think I said this the other night, we were going to have a chat about wolves. No, and all of these alleged attacks by wolves, what a crock of crap. Yes, wolves will stalk, but people have their nasty little dogs yapping. It's the wolf not going after the person. It's that going after the dog.
Right.
And dogs become aggressive when they smell another canine.
Right.
I don't care what kind of canine it is. That's the nature of the canine. So pay attention, people. Study the wolf hierarchy. Study their social structure. One of the most monogamous animals on this planet. And they actually mourn the loss of a mate. Yet they're being slaughtered in the most inhumane fashion. I'm going to have to stop, because this has me so upset. That we have people that are actually doing this, and we now have a Congress that has nothing damn better to do.
Yeah,
when we're fighting terrorists, we're fighting tax problems and Obamacare and the rest. This is what they come up with? For Christ's sake, people, call your senators and your representatives and the president and tell them you're sick of this crap.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm angry. I am really angry. I see this stuff when we have more problems, and they're going after animals that need to remain. Why do you think we have so many deer? They killed all the predators.
I was just going to say that.
And I'm going to have to stop, Kate, because I'm really going to blow a gasket. I've already done it once.
Yeah.
But I just beseech people, please make your voice heard to stop this barbarian behavior. Thanks,
you know, Izzy, I like that that she's so passionate about that, and I let her go on about it because she's right. Since I watched some of those shows, she's probably done much more research than I have specifically on this, but I do know exactly what she's talking about. I've watched a lot of these Nat Geos and other specials where they talk about the practice of denning, of tracking them to their dens, then killing the pups inside, and those poisonous gas canisters that they put in the dens to asphyxiate the pups. And it is barbaric. I have seen a bunch of these pictures. And she's right. When you're jacking with the ecology of the area, Alaska is a great example, you're also creating the problem, as she pointed out, with the deer. And it is very, very sad. Absolutely. Wow. Didn't expect that from Izzy to be talking about the wolves. Did mention it the other night, though. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No attorneys to plead my case. No OS to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I can turn my life down. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
All right, believe it or not, we are going to take you to the movies. I say this all the time. It is kind of my great escape if there is a good movie. That's the thing. I mean, I just don't go to the movies to go to the movies if it's a movie that's kind of weak or I don't know much about it and I look up everything I can and it just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't excite me, then guess what? I'm not probably going to pony up the cash for it. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. So this movie looks kind of clever, I have to say. It is animated. I think it definitely will find an audience because I think you'll find younger people that will want to see it and you'll find adults to get the other side of it. There's kind of that double entendre effect of animation these days, so the clever, crisp, sarcastic, I suppose, or parody writing, maybe the younger people don't get, but the adults get. So this movie is called The Boss Baby. Check it out.
My name is Tim. I had the greatest parents ever.
Rise and shine.
Just take your kid to work day.
Really?
It was just the three of us, the Templetons. Life was perfect until that one fateful day.
Tim, look who's here.
Meet your new baby brother.
He's like a little man. He carries a briefcase.
Does no one else think that's, oh, I don't know, a little freaky?
Well, you carried Lam Lam around until you were like...
This is not about Lam Lam.
Trust me, one day you are going to love him with all of your heart.
Never.
I'm making great progress with the parents already. Now the usual procedure, sleep deprivation, hunger strikes. They're very disoriented.
But I think the kid might be on to me.
Get the baby!
Ah, poop duty! I've got to deal with the KID.
You can talk!
Goo goo gaga.
No, you can really talk.
Fine. I can talk. Now let's see if you can listen. Get me a double espresso and see if there's some place around here with decent sushi. I'd kill for a spicy tuna roll right about now. Get yourself a little something.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do.
Who are you?
Let's just say I'm the boss.
Just wait till Mom and Dad find out about this.
Power nap. You were saying.
I think you get the idea about the boss baby. So there's a baby, there's a brother. The voices are Alec Baldwin, Lisa Kudrow, Steve Buscemi, Jimmy Kimmel. It's kind of gotten mixed reviews. It's a new baby and the impact on the family, told rather from the point of view of the narrator, who is the 7-year-old Tim, and then what happens from there. This is DreamWorks. It's 1 hour and 37 minutes. It's PG comedy animation. On Rotten Tomatoes, 41%. That really doesn't bode well for Boss Baby. So, not into animation? How about this one? The Zookeeper's Wife.
Good morning. Enjoy yourselves today.
Out of their homes. They're taking us all to the ghetto. Thousands of people are dying. The littlest of children.
We have room. We could hide them. Bring as many as you can. What a terrible time you must have had. German troops come every morning. You can't make a sound.
Mama?
Have you been keeping secrets from me?
No one knows how hard it is. You can never tell who your enemies are. For how to trust. Maybe that's why I love animals so much. You look in their eyes. And you know exactly what's in their hearts.
What have you been up to in your little zoo?
All right, so you get it, or maybe you don't. Let me flesh it out for you a little bit more. The Zookeeper's Wife actually looks intriguing, right? But when I'm talking about the fact that you can stream it, I'm not trying to say don't go see it on a big screen. So this one, 55% Rotten Tomatoes. Google users give it 89%. IMDb, 7.5 out of 10. It's 1939. It's Poland. and this Warsaw Zoo basically flourishes under Dr. Jan Zabinski's kind of care. The country's invaded by Nazis. Jan and Antonio are forced to report to the Reich's newly appointed chief zoologist, and you can only imagine the story there. They saved the lives of hundreds, and it's become from what was known as the Warsaw Ghetto. So it actually has a really nice tale. Jessica Chastain is one of the main characters in it, and I don't know. I think it would be an inspiring story, actually. I mean, it is one I would put on my radar. I would watch it, most likely streaming. All right, we're going to trail out with this one, and it's called The Ghost in the Shell.
This is Major. I'm on site.
You are the first of your kind, but you're not invulnerable.
Maybe next time you can design me better. Everyone around me, they feel connected to something. Connected to something I'm not.
What are you?
Dying. We saved you. And now you save others.
World's fighting violence. Break the silence. I don't want to
know. I don't know who to trust.
Trust me,
right? You know I have a past. Find out who I was.
Everything they told you was a lie.
Who are you?
They did not save your life. They stole it.
All right, I think you get it, how we're rolling here. Hey, coming up, I'm going to introduce you to Ann Bruce. Well, actually, coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag. We'll save Ann for another night. We had an interesting conversation with her before she took off for Europe, and I'm not even going to tell you who she is. We got the mailbag coming up, and then some odds and ends.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
To the mailbag, and we're gonna do that in just a second. I am always blown away by the amount of mail. In fact, sometimes I carry it over from one day to the next. I like to paint this picture. Close your eyes for a second and pretend you are drowning in letters. You're like in Santa's workshop, and all the letters have been dumped on your head. It really feels like that to me. So, bravo, America Tonight listeners. Thank you. I love the fact that you reach out. And remember, you don't have to agree with me. You can love something, hate something, have opinions on whatever the opinions are. Let them fly, because that's part of what I think is unique about America Tonight. I'm certainly not the dictator. It's all about you, not about me. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag. This one is from Jake in Austin. Gosh, he emails us all the time. But then he goes through periods where he's off working and we don't hear from him. So anyway, so Jake says, hi, Kate and America Tonight listeners. You know, it's been crazy to see what's happening with the Gorsuch thing and whether or not we're going to have a Supreme Court justice. I personally think, Kate, that he's fine, that maybe I don't agree with everything and every ruling he's ever made, was everything's outlined of his past, but I do not think he's a threat to tilt the court in a horrific direction. So I would say the more this is dragged out, it's more taxpayer dollars that are wasted, and come on, let's get on with it. All right, let's get on with it. I agree that we need to get on with it. And maybe that's because it's been so long. Obama was basically blocked out, let's face it. So nobody that he was going to suggest was going to make it. That wasn't going to happen. So it was on ice. And now with Gorsuch, I think it's a done deal. So we're dragging it out for however long this is going to get dragged out. And it is going to waste more money. All right, this one is from John. Kate, I don't like Donald Trump. I just do not like him. And I don't understand how my Republican brothers and sisters can really back this guy up. You could say, okay, well, now he's president, so this is what we live with. But why do we have to live with somebody who's an incompetent boob? Listen, this guy's a game show host. I mean, give me a break. Have you seen his approval ratings? They keep dropping, and of course they keep dropping. And his performance is nothing short of a farce. Come on, people. This is not a man who should be president of the United States. Here's the deal. He is the president of the United States. This is the same thing that was said about, I think, every president that gets into office. Not that they're a game show host because they have a political background. Listen, you know, this is why I say you have to vote. And if you voted and you didn't vote for him and you're disappointed because other people voted for him, that's the way the cookie crumbles, right? So here's the scoop with Trump. His approval ratings have been dropping. Dropped to 46%, 50% disapproving. This is a Politico Morning Consult poll. It's the first time in his presidency that the survey that more voters disapprove of his performance than approve of it. So rock and roll, that's how it is now, right? We saw a poll the other day where it was down, and so much of this, I think part of it, is about health care. What are your campaign promises? Who voted for you? Who didn't vote for you? And I always talk about this. What's the common denominator? Health care is the common denominator, right? Common denominator. The healthcare deal will happen quickly. It's not happening quickly. Not right now. Mm-mm. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Jonah. And Jonah says, wow, did you see that number of dough, the amount of money that Americans have paid in Obamacare penalties? I did see it. The information was just released the other day. 6.5 million taxpayers paid $3 billion in penalties for not having health insurance last year. Remember that individual mandate requiring that you have to buy health care coverage. And the number of taxpayers who paid the penalty, I guess, has fallen since 2014 in total. But, oh my gosh, it goes up every year you don't pay. We know that, right? In 2014, you paid a flat fee. Up more after that. The Washington Free Beacon said that the IRS is easing the requirements for Obamacare individual mandate, the whole thing in the wake of the executive order that requires that federal agencies reduce the burden of Obamacare. It's just a mess. It's just a mess. I'm sorry, it was a mess through the ACA, and it's a mess now. I'll say it again, and I feel like a walking cliche. Listen, anyone listening to my voice, you don't want affordable health care? Of course you do. I don't care what stripe you paint on yourself. You want affordable health care. For goodness sake, we can't get affordable health care because, like everything else, we let it spiral out of control. You know, it's like my mom used to say to me, and I'm sure some of you have parents, had parents that said the same thing to you, you can't be an ostrich, right, and bury your head in the sand because whatever it is you're avoiding just gets worse. And that's what happened with healthcare. Oh, we're going to fix it. We're going to tweak it. We know it's not perfect. We're going to get together and we're going to make it work. And no, it didn't happen. And got worse and got worse and got worse. And then became a campaign slogan. And now it's turned into, gosh, it's more complicated than we thought. Because, of course, it's more complicated than we thought. Of course it is. We knew it was going to be more complicated. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Howard, who says Air Force is saying that they could pay fighter pilots close to $500,000 in bonuses. What's going on with that? I used to be in the Air Force. I get the Air Force Times, and I read a story on it. Don't know if you saw it, Kate, but I was just flabbergasted by that amount. Well, you know the reason why. Why would the bonuses be so high? The bonuses would be, and of course it's one that's offered every year, the bonuses would be so high because there's a shortage of pilots, of fighter pilots, and that's why they're willing to offer that kind of money. They would offer them bonuses over 13 years. So the total over 13 years would be $455,000. And the annual bonus is if in 2016 they were allowed to offer pilots $35,000 annually if they stayed on. So that's what that was about. Yeah. Pilots who get the full extension or who are paid the $35,000 annually, you know, and then they go from there. So because there's a shortage, so what do you do when you have a shortage? You've got to offer some incentives, and that's what the incentive is about. You can bet when you hear stories like that, that's what it's about, whatever branch of the military. So according to that article, there is a shortage of over 1,500 pilots in the Air Force, and that includes 1,200 fighter pilots. That's pretty big. And you think of the wars that have been going on, and how do you get people to stay? So they serve, but how do you get them to stay? I mean, the Air Force has drone pilots, and they have more drone pilots, I think, than any other kind of pilot in the service. In fact, I have a very good friend who's son is a drone pilot and just got back from a mission where he's gone for almost a year, and he had 1 week back in the U.S. and he was overseas in the whole year. But he's very good at what he does and is doing well in the Air Force, and you know that story. So he falls into a different category, though. He's not a, quotes, fighter pilot. Here's one from Tooney. I know that you talk about the studio in Texas, and I'm certain that you're aware of the sad story about the 12 people who were killed and some other people that were injured when their van crashed and actually collided, a van colliding with a pickup truck on a two-lane highway. I think, excuse me, I think that story is so sad, and I actually know that area. Where it happened, during the day. It happened outside of a state park, and it's about 75 miles west of San Antonio's beautiful area. So there was, you know, the church van was just smashed to bits practically. The pickup truck was smashed, and they collided on one side of the cars. There was just debris, all that kind of stuff scattered all over the place, and the pickup truck just, oh boy, slammed on, just dead on. So 12 people dead, 3 injured. I mean, how sad. It was a church group, and they were coming back from a retreat when it happened. It's, boy, you got to feel for that congregation. I mean, it's incredibly sad. You know, like I said, you see these accidents, and that was a bad accident. Yeah, we don't talk about traffic accidents that much on America Tonight, but that was one that took a lot of people's, I think, breath away. Okay, and finally, this one is from Ian. It'll never end, this whole travel ban. I think it's a good thing personally, but it's ridiculous, all the courts that are going to get involved in the travel ban and whether the order is going to stay in place where it's going to be out, or is the fight to keep it in going to hang? Where do you think this ends up? You said it. I think it ends up going the distance. So it could go to the Supremes. I don't know, because it's an executive order. So really the judges will just get kick it around, I think. That's what it feels like to me. I think it will be. The state attorney general said in Honolulu, Douglas Chin, said that the ban's implied messages, like a neon sign flashing Muslim ban, and the government didn't bother to turn it off. Stay tuned. Hey, thanks for all the emails. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact, and you can email me too.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room. with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With what I call odds and ends, we hit on a couple of different topics, and some of that includes the fact that, are you stunned by this? Amazon, like, rules the world, right? Jeff Bezos must be the most popular sought-after guy in the room now. So his story is crazy, too. I mean, it just goes to show you. He's the king of e-commerce. I mean, that's it. So the king of e-commerce is now the founder and CEO, is now the second richest person on the planet. He got ahead of Warren Buffett, and he climbed up. His wealth is $75.6 billion, and this is the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. So that tops Warren Buffett. Yeah. How does he get that far? Well, you know, the stock keeps rising. He owns 17% of Amazon shares. They're worth $70 billion. And Amazon is just buying up lucrative e-commerce sites and doing things that are making money, that are, you know, adding to what the shareholders like to see. So that's the bottom line. He's, you know what he is? He's innovative. He comes up with an idea. Even if it fails, he jumps. He's what I say you should always think of doing in your life. If you can, leap and the net will find you. And we have lots of people that call this show that I guarantee they've leapt and that maybe sometimes there's a hole in the net, and but they go back to it again. And he is that guy. Oh, he is so that guy. He leaps, he leaps, he leaps, he leaps, he leaps. And he's not afraid to do it. All right, would you believe, I mean, how many Fast and Furiouses, even if you never watched the franchise, how many Fast and Furiouses do you think there are? If you're thinking 8, give yourself a hand. Yeah, Fast and Furious 8, The Fate of Furious. And Vin Diesel is saying, this is going to be the best one ever. Best one ever. Yeah. So, it's due out on April 14th. And you know, I know it'll find an audience. I mean, it's crazy. This, what do we like? Fast cars. We like cars and speed. So, of course, it finds an audience. I mean, it really helped put The Rock on the map. I without a doubt. And plus all the other stars in the franchise. Talk about lucrative. When you have a vehicle like that, pardon the pun, I think you just keep on driving it. Because one, you just, I mean, cha-ching, and you know that it's bankable still. And as long as the scripts are halfway decent and the cars are cool and you do the whole speed thing, I think it, you know, that I guess I shouldn't be surprised that there's 8 Furiouses. Because people are interested in that. Give the people what they want. I get it. I've gone to car shows, and I used to kind of poo-poo that, like, yeah, I like cars, but mm-mm. Once you go to a car show and you start to see some of the cool cars that are out there, come on, I know you all get it. It is. It's addicting to see all these cars. And then I get the whole speed thing. I mean, I just, yeah. I totally, totally understand it. Let's move on to what I think is going to be, or what I think is not going to be, what I think is just absolutely mind-blowing. I mentioned this the other night, but I got to say it again. It's just stunning to me. I know some people don't like sports, and because I'm so passionate about information, I guess, and business and politics and getting involved, getting interested, knowing what's happening in our world, whether I was doing this or not. So to me, when you have an athlete that is able to come up with 38 triple doubles in a season and the season's not done yet, and I'm talking about Russell Westbrook, just the other day, beating Orlando 114-106 in overtime. Who cares about the score? It's Westbrook. 57 points. Wow. And another triple-double. Outstanding. He's a machine. It is so tough to do that. But he does it again and again and again and again. So he's in double figures assisting, rebounding, and just pure scores. Wow. Can't believe it. Can't believe this story either. As we continue down the road of odds and ends, this is a terrible end. A missing Indonesian man, they say, was found inside a massive python. Villagers found the body of Akbar Salbiro, just 25 years old, after cutting open a 23-foot-long python. He was reported missing on Monday. He didn't return from harvesting palm oil. And what it turned out to be was this python. So what happened was the villagers found the python. They suspected that might have eaten him. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. When they cut it open, he was inside. They found one of his boots, his tool, and the palm fruit at the site. Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? And what's so sad is, because I know nothing about this, right? They pulled the skin back. They pulled the snake skin, was pulled back, and revealed an intact body lying on its side. So the certain kind of python, I know this is sickening, right? If you can't stand it, I hope you're not eating while you're listening to me. This python typically eats, they say, small to medium-sized mammals and squeezes their prey to death before swallowing it whole. And attacks on humans are rare, but they got them, or this python got them. And so when you see the body, it's just a normal-sized body, but dead. So he's doing the palm oil thing, and that happens, right? Oh, man. Okay, since we're going down that path of odds and ends, I know, creepiness from America Tonight and for me. Massive alligators, okay? So, and you know what? I just was in Charleston, South Carolina, as all of you know, a couple of months ago. But on Monday, they said two really large gators were caught strolling along at two separate golf courses near Charleston, South Carolina. And they actually captured video of one of the alligators making its way across the fairway. Golfers are in the distance. Kiowa Island. Yikes. I mean, and I'm saying giant. Oh. And you know, you get lost in playing golf. Can you imagine? You look behind you and there's a giant alligator. Oh. That'd be enough to have me have a massive heart attack. There was somebody else that there was a golf tournament going on, a charity golf tournament going on, and a free clinic. And there was another, a different golf course, but pretty close to Kiowa, that they were just taking pictures. And behind them, boom, massive, like one of the largest gators they'd ever seen. What? Golf, anybody? Just be careful. Make sure you look around. And for goodness sake, do not go after your ball. You know, you get these people that want to find their ball no matter what. You know, however much the balls cost, they call it a sleeve of balls. I say what I call ammunition. Take a lot of ammunition with you, and who cares? Because it's ridiculous. You could lose your arm in the process of trying to scoop a ball out of some pond or some lake or whatever. I mean, really? Are you kidding me? Oh, when I saw that story, I said, man. And I was thinking about that when I was, one day I was walking on this beach area, but everything kind of collided in one spot. And I thought, man, I don't know if I would go in the water here, because I could see absolutely how you would get gators that would cross over. And so, lo and behold, not too far away, that golf course is not too far away from where I was staying. I know some of you are just shaking your heads. You're just shaking your heads. And you're saying, why? Why don't we go back to Washington? Let's talk more about Washington. All right, on that note, believe it or not, odds and ends, and this hour of America Tonight is in the books. And I thank you all for listening to the show. Thank you for your continued support. Have a good one.
Answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.